You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit hellmanns.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Pino Tillman, and this is the NFL Player Second Acts podcast. My guy Roman Harper with me, looking all clean with the turtleneck.
Thank you, sir.
Black Bruce Wayne. What's up, baby?
Hey, man, just trying to, you know what? I appreciate that. I like that. I like Black Bruce Wayne.
You ain't got his pockets, but you looking like him a little bit, though.
I appreciate it, man. Dude, Super Bowl 58. It has been an amazing time out here. A little weird at times.
It can be. Mandalay Bay, Radio Row.
It's been a great experience, though, man. Anyways, thank you for all of our viewers who always tune in consistently, wherever you pick up your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Man, we just really want to thank you so much. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review. Click that follow button. Tell a friend to do what, Peanut?
Tell a friend.
Appreciate that, man. Keep it going.
So over the next couple of weeks, we'll be rolling out a lot of our podcasts. I know the other day we got Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, Lawrence Taylor, and right now we're going to show you Deion Sanders.
Oh, no, hold up. Let's not just skip over that. These are the two best defensive players in NFL history. Now roll it out.
I didn't mean any disrespect by that, Coach Prime and LT. But anyway, right now we're going to roll it to you. Check out Coach Prime. Our next guest, I don't even need to read a resume, like just the GOAT of all time. We DBs, 3 DBs. He was here last year. Ladies and gentlemen, Deion Sanders. Prime. Coach
Come on,
Prime.
Man. But you know what I'm mad at? I'm upset that only time I get to be on with y'all to see y'all is here at the Super Bowl, and I don't like that. Like, what's up?
I tell you what.
You come out the Boulder, but at least give me a couple times a year something.
Yeah, all right. I got you.
All
I
right.
got
you. Thomas,
I'm
going to
work with your DBs.
I'm here it is.
Peanut punch
he
all
said
day.
We come
you're going to have
up.
So
we
many
gotta
forced fumbles. I got you.
No, I want you. Now, if y'all come out there, I'm putting you to work now.
I'm
putting you to work. We're going to do this.
I got you.
But you're going to coach too now.
I got you.
I'm just letting y'all know.
Your DBs, you will lead the conference in forced fumbles if I come out there.
I know you're SEC and you don't really mess with the Big 12 and all that, but I need you to take off your hat over there, put on this hat, and I need you.
Hey, look, I mean, a prime call, I got to show up.
I want y'all
you know
to, man.
And like he said, I ain't hard to find.
There you go.
Let's talk about this real quick, because you're here. You used to be the 49ers. I loved you when you were there.
I had those
shoes. Who you picking to win the game?
That's tough, because I love me some Travis Kelce. You got to understand. Yes. That's the dog. That's that prime tight end.
He
comes
swag
to the,
swag
out, go ball
all
out,
day.
Don't do his thing.
All day. No doubt.
But I'm an underdog type guy, man. I love Brock Purdy. The best story in probably 2 decades, what he's accomplished.
Yes.
And, you know, people underestimate his importance with this offense. But if I'm San Fran, I'm taking away Kelce. And I'm making you beat me with your other weapons.
Yeah.
And it's hard to take away all those weapons that San Fran has.
I agree.
So without saying who I like a certain team, but I love me some Travis Kelce. All right?
All right.
I do.
So one of the things that you said numerous times was your job was to retire your mama.
That's right.
And you've done that, and she's done a hell of a job raising you. And I think what she's done with you and what you've done with your kids, man, all the blessings, and now your kids bought you a home.
Well, they didn't buy it. We're home shopping.
Home shopping.
So they wanted me to see a certain home, and they wanted me comfortable because, especially with Shiloh, all he has to do is run a 4-5, and I think he'll be in the first round as a safety.
Okay.
Shador is arguably the first pick of the whole draft. You know that. So they're going to be straight.
Yeah.
And Junior is killing it on YouTube. You know that.
Yeah, that's why you saw the video.
Killing it. So I love the gesture, but I wouldn't be the man that I am if I allowed my kids to make a purchase of that magnitude. Right now, we just purchased like almost 200 more acres behind the acres that we already have, because I want, in the long run, I want them to build homes there. I just sent them
a legacy.
I just sent them something on the gram yesterday. Was two brothers built identical homes, and they put a lake in between, two twin brothers, and I sent them that. I said, that's what I want for y'all.
Yeah.
I want y'all. And Shiloh like, I don't want to live by Shador. Well, you know, you always get the one son.
Yeah.
But Bucky, and you know, Junior and Shador, they definitely will. But Shiloh will be out there. So that I want them all at the end of the day to come back home one day.
I like that.
Last year, you know, football-wise at Colorado, you burst on the scene.
Yeah.
Took over the national college football by storm. I had an opportunity. They brought me on Saturday morning. ABC, more national show to talk about Deion Sanders, and I don't even cover you. But that is what you did to college football last year.
Prime effect.
What does a successful season look like this year? I saw you bringing in 31 recruits.
Yeah.
Only seven from high school.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's tough.
The way you're doing it is your way.
It's my way.
I love it.
I do too.
But what does a successful season look like for Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes?
Last year, we instilled hope. This year, we're going to live up to expectations. Last year, we instilled hope. Mm-hmm. We got our butts kicked twice. The rest of the games, we were within 7 points.
Yes.
A victory. We just didn't have enough dogs to win.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough understanding to go to that next level. We went and got them now. I started outside in because my attractability is for the skill positions.
Yes.
So our skill positions were phenomenal last year, but we were suffering up front on both lines. So now I went out and signed 7 linemen to protect Shador. I went out and signed several dogs on the defensive side to go after the quarterback and go and sign 2 more corners so we could bump all day and night. So we feel like we have the formula now. We have the people in-house. We changed both coordinators. And both coordinators have matriculated from the NFL. So, you know,
How are they handling recruiting?
They love it.
Okay.
Because you got to understand, when you go into a school with your Colorado stuff on, it's the king is here. Like they get welcome, flowers thrown at their feet. Like they absolutely love it. And we have a recruiting team that is awesome. And we 85% of the young men that come to Colorado on a visit, we sign them. 85%. So we have a success rate that's unbelievable. We just got to get them there.
Yeah.
But I love what we have in house right now and the expectation we're going to live up to it.
Well, I think the schedule's a little bit more manageable as well. You had some really, really tough home games.
The Big 12 was quarterback central.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have a good team, you got to start out with a good quarterback. And we played against some really good quarterbacks.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the Pac-12 last year. Big 12, where we're going into this year. I'm not saying the quarterbacks are not great. They're good. But it's a much more manageable
season. No. Shador's going to be the top of that whole conference. Yeah, yeah. You know,
Shador better be at the top of the whole college football. Forget the conference.
There it is.
Yeah.
We got great coaches. You're becoming a great coach. You're on your way. Do you think – we've seen the last of the old school of great coaches with Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Nick Saban?
No, because you got to understand, it's not that they passed their time.
Yeah.
They've accomplished so much. It's like, why? Some things is like, why? Why am I putting up with this? Why am I condoning this? Why am I doing this when I've already accomplished all this? Sometimes you reach that level and that understanding. And those guys will forever be, they set the standard, man.
Yeah.
I don't believe nobody will ever accomplish what Coach Saban has accomplished or Coach Belichick. I don't think that would ever happen.
Yeah. I don't think people, if you don't follow the college space, the scheduling of the college space is so tough right now because of the way the transfer portal opens up at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then you also got to get ready for bowl games.
Yeah, right.
You got to, you know, all these things are happening. The early signing period is right around the corner. So it's a lot of things going on.
It's a lot going on.
All in the same time.
Now, you did tweet something when Marlon Humphrey, Ravens DB, tweeted something about Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And he, you know, six out of six coaches and or six out of six coaching jobs and you didn't get one.
You can't.
I think your tweet was like, Lord have mercy. He don't know what he's doing.
I said, Lord have mercy. Let's pray for him.
Yeah, let's pray for him. Something. Yeah.
You can't do that, man.
Nah, it's complete disrespect.
You can't. Come on, man. Like, I'm old school. Like, what we were taught. If you ain't got nothing to say, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
But I'm so old school that I'm going to give homage to, like, you guys, what you accomplished, what you, your tenure that you played. Just, it's just a level of respect that
we were
birthed with, man. We were taught with. Like, you can't do that, dog. Like, nobody, how can you have the gall to put your mouth on Bill Belichick, man? Don't just Bill Belichick. Please.
I didn't
appreciate that.
I want to say, all right, I want to know this because you're a very personable coach. Like, people see you, they want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think you realize the power of your spirit, your aura, until we put all these cameras around you all the time. You're like, you know what? I think it is, right? And so understanding that you are one of one. What do you think that does for you as far as recruiting guys, allowing players to want to be a part of what you're building, and you also being able to sell them a dream as well?
Well, I'm not selling them anything. I'm really challenging them to go get their dream.
Bad words. Words matter.
You're right. It's not easy, my brother. The reason it's not easy because you're African-American man trying to do what's best for your team, which is based on probably 75% African-American young men.
Yep.
And you're being shot at and attacked by not only media, but some of the other coaches in this profession because they know when you get it rolling, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
When you get it rolling, it's a wrap. Like, if I go in that living room, I don't give a darn who got in there before me. I'm getting that kid because I'm going to be honest with him. I don't need no script, no paperwork. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to tell you you're going to have to earn every bit of it, and I ain't giving you nothing. But when you leave here, you're going to be a man.
Yeah.
And you're going to make proper decisions. And I am the navigational system to tell you how to get there.
Yes.
When all these other cats are playing. I don't need to use a young man. I want to help a young man. I'm not doing it for no bag. I'm not doing it for no fame. I am who I am before I got there. And when I leave, I'm still going to be that dude.
Right.
So I'm doing it for a whole different reason, and I love it. So that's why I trip out when they like, he's going to leave and go to the SEC.
Yeah.
For what? I don't inherit a legacy. I build it.
Yeah.
I'm not built like that, man. I want my own thing.
I thought the funniest thing I saw from you last year was when you guys lost to Oregon.
Yeah.
And Dan Lanning was – He was on one.
He was
He was.
Like, this is the same cat was clapping.
Yeah.
Clapping for Prime once upon a time.
And the thing is, I love your response. You're like, the problem is that I ain't playing.
Right.
And so these people talk like they playing against me when it's really the kids is playing.
Right.
Because, you know, if I had to play against one-on-one, it wouldn't be close.
It wouldn't be close.
And so that's what I give you your props for because –
That's
no matter
real.
What they say, number one, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You still stand on your own, and you come
you
from
to.
A respect factor
well,
that has to be
I was
noticed.
Raised that way, man. And I've never talked down on any opponent. I've never talked junk to any opponent, contrary to what they said I said on the field. Never in my life. I never said nothing to opponent. I said something to the media about me, but never downed another man, another opponent. I don't believe in that, neither do I condone that. So when these coaches take their shots and tell these kids, see, our recruits come and tell us everything they say. They got it on video. They took the recording in the meeting with the coaches and they got it. I've heard these coaches kill us and destroy us and talk about my character.
I heard it too.
Which is unbelievable to me. And we don't talk about nobody.
Right.
I don't allow my staff to talk about anyone as well.
So what are you doing with the almond board?
Let me read this because I want to get it right.
Oh, please do.
First of all, I'm an almonds guy.
Yeah.
I eat properly.
No cashews.
And like, see,
all
you guys eat good. No cashews. All almonds.
All right.
See, you guys still looking good because you eat right.
Yes, sir.
And you work out.
Yes, sir.
So I believe in almonds and I believe in recovering and I believe in recovery. And I'm here today with California Almonds to declare February the 12th, the day after that big game, because we can't call it the name, you know, is National Recover Day. And we're going to start the offseason off right and continue putting in that work, man. I work every day. See, I'm always with my kids. I'm in the weight room with them. I'm trying, now I could jog a little bit, so I'm jogging
that.
With them. And I absolutely love it, just being there and getting my work in, man. I really do. And I'm thankful that Almonds has partnered with me to help me fulfill my dream and continue to live the lifestyle I love.
Yeah. And you know, talking about that, this dream, this fitness journey you've been on, I think it's amazing, especially through all the injuries, the surgeries. You've all documented that. We've all got to see that. But I saw you running the other day on your Instagram, and you talked about being the best you that you can be, possibly be.
Right.
How important that is to continue to pass along that message. And also, I can't run like I used to.
Yeah.
But darn it, I can run.
Man.
And how good does that feel to you?
Dude, you don't know where that came from, man. Like, that came from 4 o'clock in the morning on meds, hitting that button for that pain relief. And I'm about to lose my mind. And never looking down at my leg for the first time, seeing two toes amputated and the sides of my leg cut out. That's where that came from. Those late nights in the hospital, man. And that was tough to understand. You were this type of athlete. Now you could barely even walk. Like, you in an electric chair to even get around to coach. That stuff came from a deep place, man.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful, and I thank God just to even to be able to walk and to run and try to keep up like I once did, man. I love it.
No, I felt that when you said it, so thank you, man.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellmann's, and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for: potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad: deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad, and potato salad made without Hellmann's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, you just heard Coach Prime talking to us.
Greatness.
Man.
It's wisdom.
Just, not only that, but he invited us to Boulder. So
We going.
Like,
we coming.
You know, we ain't hard to find. We gonna have all the gear. I want the shades, the whole nine. We're all in. So, look, our next guest, we're going to roll him out, man. Possibly considered, in my opinion, the greatest defensive player.
He's still a bad mofo.
He's still kind of scary, not going to lie. Very competitive. You see it in his eyes. And you're talking about Lawrence Taylor.
Thanks for tuning in. The NFL Players Second Acts Podcast. I'm Peanut Tillman and my guy Roman Harper. What's up, baby?
What's up, man? I can't wait. Let's just jump right into it. Special, special guest here today. Read that resume off, Peanut. Go ahead.
Here we go. He has a wallet that says, "Bad mother, I can't say the rest, but you know what it is."
I mean, we can't say it.
I don't want to say it.
Well, you can't say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'll let him say it. He's a Hall of Famer, 2-time Super Bowl champ. Considered one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history. He has a foundation that he runs with his daughter. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Lawrence Taylor to the show.
Thank you.
Or to the pod.
Thank you.
First off, respect. Love your style of play. Grew up watching how you played the game. I'm a fan of all your forced fumbles, and I think we share a commonality. You know, we have a similarity with the forced fumbles. I just had to throw that out there, man. Just huge respect.
I mean, do we go by Mr. LT? Lawrence, like,
hey, LT, they call me as Lawrence or LT. I mean, I don't know. I just want to show the correct amount of respect right, to the greatest.
Them days are over with. They're over with.
I love that. I love that you already just set the tone, said it's all over with. We can move on. So tell me this. You just had a birthday, February the 4th. You turned 65, opposite of 56, your number.
Yeah.
What'd you do for it? Was anything special? What sets this birthday apart than everything else?
I made sure I got had my Medicaid. I've signed up for everything.
I forgot about that. But that AARP might hit different.
Yeah, boy. I tell you what, I signed up for everything.
So what's it? I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm in football royalty right now. Huh? What's it like being Lawrence Taylor? I know a couple years back in an interview you said, I enjoy being me. Like, what's it like being you every day with all the attention that you have and what your name carries?
Well, you know, God, I don't say all the attention. I mean, it's, of course, if you go out into the public, you're going to get killed, okay? Because not killed, but, you know, everybody will recognize you and then they want this and want that. But I play a lot of golf.
Yeah.
Me and my partner Trish, we go places together. We eat together. And I spend a lot of time at home. And then I like seeing my grandkids. You know, I got about 15 of them, so I enjoy seeing them. I enjoy playing with them, and I just enjoy life right now. You know, it's not. I think about sometimes. I may turn on the TV and put on the football game, but very seldom. You know, if you want to watch football, don't come to my house. That's because I ain't watching it.
Really?
Right? I'm serious. Of course, when it gets down to the Super Bowl and the playoffs and stuff, you're gonna watch and stuff, and it's been exciting. But the game has changed. The game is, listen, I don't know if I can even watch the games nowadays and then go back and play the game in my head. I'm like, hey, man, I would have took that guy's head off if it was, but you can't.
No, you
do
didn't
that
get
no
kicked
more.
Out. If you wouldn't have had no money, you'd have got fined a whole lot of money.
I've been the only guy in history that they're going to have to owe their money after a contract. That was unbelievable.
I got a question for you. You talking about not being able to play in today's game. Like, what position would you play? Would you be like a forward, like a D lineman? I know you played outside linebacker, but the offenses were so different with all the spreads and all that. Like, what would you probably play?
I wouldn't see it changing I wouldn't change my position because I still cover the pass. I rush the quarterback. I make tackles. I play special teams. I mean, I'll be the same person.
Yeah. Lawrence Taylor played special teams.
Yes, yes.
That is new information for me.
I put him in gunner. You need your best out there.
Yeah,
and I'm one of those.
That you are. So I know I have a foundation. Roma has a foundation, and we've done some work in our communities. Talk about what you and your foundation do on the Lawrence Taylor Family Foundation.
Oh, wow. You know, I tell you, my daughter, Tanisha Taylor Jones.
Yeah.
She really runs that foundation, and nobody can talk better than her better about the foundation than she can. I'm gonna try to give you some points. We try to educate.
Yeah.
We're family oriented. The things that we do, it you just don't see people doing.
Like, what are some of the things that you've
like
done?
Like food drives.
Okay.
Mentorship. We're taking people on the kids on trips and let them understand or connect with their livelihoods.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But I'll tell you, nobody can talk as good as because I'm the face of it.
Yeah,
I go and we have a lot of events this week here in Las Vegas. I show up. That's I try to show up and keep my mouth shut. Okay.
Smart.
You know, hey, fool, that's what mama says.
Smart. Smart. Hey, so I saw this in a video and I'm really truly, because Peanut does not have this, even though he already gave you credit for it. Do you really have film or like of all your calls form fumbles in the NFL? Like, do you really have that somewhere?
I do have all my.
You do?
I do have all my forced fumbles in my phone. Right. Just FYI, I'm throwing it out there.
Somebody made a reel for me.
Oh.
And it was, 66 forced fumbles. Okay. 66. They don't count them all because, you know, they didn't count fumbles and stuff way back in when I was playing. But I got them all. I've seen them all.
I would. Are they on the phone? Like, you just got a reel and it's just all there. That's amazing. Like, I wish somebody cared about me, my career that much.
Whoa, how long was your career?
11 years.
I see. Yeah. You there already.
He didn't get the memo. I got 13. I played 13. So I got, you want to see him? I go to my little OneDrive. Or Dropbox, excuse me. I can go to Dropbox right now. I got the file. Boom. I hit it.
Dropbox, thumb drive, all that.
I got the wide copy and I got the tight copy.
You got all that?
I got like the game film. I got the wide game film that we watch, and then I got the tight copy. I got all 22, and then I got like all like the back copy of like Lyman or whatever.
Didn't even know that. Now, out of these 66 forced fumbles, do you think it's more or less? Like, do you think you have more than that? Or are you cool with 66?
I'm cool with 66 right now. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. But you know what? I tell you what. I look at the films and I look at the game, and I don't not that much anymore. But I was pretty tough.
You can say it.
And that's what I used to like. What's the difference between linebacker and another linebacker, or one player and another player? You know, my way of playing is not just making the tackle. I got to separate you from the ball.
Yes.
Okay? Once I separate you from the ball, then I can do whatever I want with you on the ground.
Now, out of the 66, I got 44, and I got a favorite one out of 44.
Okay.
Out of your 66, what's probably one of your favorite ones? Forced fumbles.
Forced fumbles? Oh, God. It's been a
like
lot
one that
them.
Just kind of stands out as like, you know what? Yeah, that's probably – I remember that one, the one that just stands out.
None of them really stand out like that, man.
Okay.
It's not like a, you know, none of them really stand out. I mean, hey, it's like being there. I've been there a million times, man.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, when I go into a game and I rush a quarterback or chase down a runner, I expect him.
Yeah.
Because if he's making yards, I got to make him pay for those yards he just got.
Right, right.
So, listen, I expect him to make him cough that ball up.
So, I played 13, Rome played 11, and I know for me at least, I get nervous when I get around Hall of Famers because y'all are like, man, y'all are the GOATs. And we had really good careers. We get noticed every so often. And you notice when you came around, it was like, well, damn, do we call you Lawrence, Mr. Taylor? You know, so I guess my question to you is, we still get starstruck when we see Hall of Famers. At least I do.
Really?
Yeah. Every time, all the time. My question is,
hey man, how you work with this guy?
I mean, sadly, every day.
I'm about to cry over here. Hey, now listen.
So, but how do you? Is there anyone you get starstruck over?
Starstruck,
or just in a awe, like, wow, that's so and so, or you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's quite a few people, you know, nowadays, say Tom Brady or some of the quarterbacks in the league, maybe not the present day quarterback, but the older quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And that's guys that I only see when I'm this close to them. Okay, yeah, I guess, I like seeing those guys.
That's cool.
I love seeing them, and I love it when they recognize me.
Yeah.
You know, let's say, because you've seen this face before, my friend. Okay. I've been right here.
Right.
I love how you have not, the competitiveness is not going away. Like, it's still in you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Who
yeah,
you are,
yeah.
that tough son of a, you know what,
yeah.
that I saw in NFL Hardest Hits growing up. Like, all the films that I watch, I got one right now. Just watched last night of a highlight tape of you, of your best hits. Like, that has not gone anywhere. I want to first of all say that. And I appreciate that because that means it's not going to leave me either. Okay.
It's not going to leave me either.
So I appreciate that, number one. What I want to know, though, is what it means to you to be considered the greatest defensive player of all time in the NFL's history. And I know that's a, you know, I don't want you to have to brag on yourself too much, but says that, how does that make you feel? What is that? How do you internalize it?
You know, it feels good because you know what? Hey, with like even with the Family Foundation, hey, you walk in there and, you know, the kids will be scattered everywhere and everything, and you can give them some information. You can talk to them. You can do certain things. And they look at me and say, like, you know, like they understand. Yeah. They like, I want somebody to understand what I'm talking about. You know, hey, and I can't talk about it unless I've already done it. Yeah. You know? And so, hey, and that's what we talk about that in the family foundation. We try to make them responsible
right
for their actions, and simply that's what we do. My like I said, I wish my daughter was up here talking about it.
You got it.
She is so good at this. I mean, because that's what she does. But I mean, she's in it with her whole heart and soul, yes, and everything. And while I'm on the golf course, she's still working. You know.
Look, we appreciate you coming on the podcast. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. We're football royalty. Thank you.
49ers.
Going 49ers.
Me too.
49ers.
There it is. Yeah, there it is. 49ers. You got it. All okay. Right. All right. Hey, that's the show. I'm Peanut. That's LT. That's Rome. He busy. We're not. We'll be here. See y'all in a little bit. How about that? LT, man, that was a great one.
I'm still in awe that we actually got to sit down with some of the greatest of all time. That they allow us to be in front of these people and
gold
get to
jackets.
Talk to them. Yes,
gold jackets. I just like how he just was. He loves being himself.
Yes, he loves being himself.
He loves being
he
LT.
Still is competitive on the inside.
You heard in his comments when we were talking to him. He was just like, I just want to separate the man from the ball. That's just what I was. I'm old. And as he's talking, he's getting worked up.
Yes. I'm glad he didn't put a sweat on, though, because I think he had a late night the night before. So anyways, we're going to get y'all out of here, man. Thank you, man, for always tuning in. Wherever you pick up your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, give us a 5-star rating. Give us a follow. Give us a couple comments down the line, because that's how we get our clicks up. Appreciate that, as always. Peanut, get us out of here, man.
Hey, I'm Peanut. That's Rome. Super Bowl 58. We out.
No, I'm Black Bruce Wayne today. Thank you.
Black Bruce Wayne. We out.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit hellmanns.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.